This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Sounds Good Radio. I'm your host, Shriver.
It's me, Big Neat.
Big Neat in the house. And thank you guys for coming back for another episode here at Sounds Good Radio. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you guys so much. Last week we went over some rap beefs and battles, and we actually were filming in the same day, but we just got finished watching Versus. And I want to get your opinion on it. It was the No Limit versus Cash Money.
I think it was good.
Okay.
I love the back and forth between like Birdman and Master P.
Yeah.
I hate Wayne. What's Wayne? Where was you at? And I was really about to spaz out because I didn't think they were going to play back that ass up, and I was really about to spaz.
They saved it for the end.
Like, how could you not play back that ass up?
Yeah.
But there was way more songs that could have been played. I hate that they were just like, oh, well, time's up. We've got 4 minutes, and then it's going to be over. We're like, huh?
They'd only been playing for like an hour and a half, if that.
We hadn't even got down to the nitty gritty. We just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Either way. And then Birdman was obviously inebriated. Yep. And fuck Turk.
Oh, yeah. His little ending message.
And then Tamar Braxton being a groupie in the background. I seen your ass, Tamar. Mm. But it was cute. I was glad Romeo was there. Mama Mia, Mia X Queen, the queen that you are, the survivor that you are. It was good to see her. She looked good, rapping her motherfucking ass off, holding it down for the girlies, the OG, one of the OGs. Love Mia X down. It's good to see her. She's gone through a lot. So I was happy. I wished it was longer.
Right.
But I really think that it was like God saying to wrap it up, because we were like, I was like, when this is over, we can go and film. And if they would have just went hours and hours and hours, we probably would have never got to this. So I'm thankful that it ended, because now here we are.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We took a break in between and I was like, all right, we go. We're fizzling. And we have an eight. We're fizzling. Speaking of eating.
That's what got me pick me up. So I can actually.
The motivation.
There's a reward.
Get it done, because there's a reward at the end. But yeah, speaking of eating, I am going through a little bit of a health battle right now with my diet and figuring out what I'm allergic to. Mm-hmm. So if you follow me on TikTok, you might have seen some of my videos about it, but I'm having to go through a lot of specimen collection, and not fun. But yeah, we're trying to figure out if I have celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disorder where your body literally can't process wheat, barley, and rye. So yeah, not been fun. Some of the foods that I know that I cannot eat anymore, that I'm really sad about: Biscoff. I can't have Biscoff cookies anymore, and
that's hurtful.
That's a dagger right there. Also, honey buns. Can't have honey buns anymore.
I'll eat enough for you. Don't worry.
And
I slept ate two last night.
Another one is like just sandwiches in general, like, because I've heard that most of the gluten free bread is not good. Those are some of the things that I'm kind of like bummed about, but in the grand scheme of things, it could be a lot worse. Yes. And at least I'm finally getting answers. Yes. So
Yes.
Here we go. So this episode, we are going to go over some beauty topics, I guess. Yeah, we're talking about hairdressers and getting our hair done. Right. And Neek is going to share her experience growing up, getting her hair done, and all the different stages she went through. And I am too. But before we get into that, something funny happened at work. And it's a conversation that you and I have had before. I was in the break room and they were going around asking, do you use a washcloth or a loofah in the shower?
Okay.
So, and if you don't know, the stereotype is white people use loofahs and black people use washcloths. So, do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? What you use? Answering the question.
A washcloth.
Okay. I use a loofah. Specifically, though, I use an African net sponge. I need, the thing about washcloths, I need something a little more abrasive, okay? I need you to buff and exfoliate my skin. Okay. And I just, I'm white, and we don't, my parents didn't use wash. We all use some type of loofah. So, yeah, I thought that was funny. At work, they were taking a survey. Pretty much all the white people, loofah.
I didn't know other people didn't use washcloths. Mm-hmm. Until I think I went to one of our friends' houses one time and I got in the shower and I was like, oh, hey, I need a towel, a big towel and a little towel. I never called them washcloths. I didn't know they were called washcloths anymore.
They were
big towels and little towels when I grew up.
Okay.
So I was like, I need a little towel. And she was like, I got it. There's two towels. And I was like, okay. And she just gave me two big towels. And I was like, what am I supposed to, like, I'm so confused. And I just got in there and I was just like, I need to. So I just took my hands and I was like, how am I going to get my undercarriage? So I just took the big towel and I just fucking got the corner of it and wet
stop.
That.
I mean, and I was like, do what you got to do. Sorry.
So I was dumbfounded. And then I was like, oh, so this is a thing. Okay. Yeah. Weird, but okay.
Yeah, I mean it's a thing. Yeah, most all the white people I know don't use washcloths.
I do, and I love it.
Right. Okay. So getting into black beauticians, I had some questions for Neek, and she's going to answer them for us. What is the difference between a licensed professional and someone who does hair out of their house? I know it's pretty obvious, but. You know, I wanted
to school, getting the education, having the skills, knowing how to look at someone's scalp or their hair and know what you're looking at and knowing what products will be beneficial, the education that comes with hair care.
Right.
Being able to grow hair and not damage hair. The reason why bitches don't have their fucking edges. I'm even struggling fucking around these braids.
No.
Like.
Well, and I guess I was saying, like, as far as the difference in, like, are there services that people, quote unquote, legally cannot provide in their house that a licensed professional can? Can you name some of those?
You can't do anything with chemicals,
okay,
which is shampoo, gel. You can't do anything that requires that or heat, nothing.
Yeah, but people do?
Yes.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that? Like, do you feel like you got to do what you got to do?
I understand the hustle.
Yeah.
But I feel like, again, people are out here fucking people's hair up. Like, people's shit is getting pushed back. Their scalps are burned. The hair is falling out. There's patches. Like, there's scalp damage, like alopecia, like, because these people that they're letting play in the head.
Yeah.
I have friends that I let do my, I'll fucking let this bitch do my fucking hair. So I ain't the motherfucking, like,
right. But we've dyed your hair.
I trust this bitch. First of all, I know this hoe. Okay. She ain't no stranger. So that's what, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so
I would never like bleach your hair, perm your, well,
we, actually, I have plans.
There was one time, y'all. Oh, way back in the day.
Yes.
Neek was at the house perming her hair. I get a phone call. bitch, I'm on the way right now. Our fucking, what was it? The hot water was out?
Yes, the hot water. The pilot light got blown out.
And she was like, I got a perm in my head. I'm on the way. I was like, okay, I'll have the water running when you get here.
Literally perm in my head. All permanent. Ooh-wee. It started tingling a little bit. I was like, okay, all right, it's time to wash it out. And I went and turned the water on. I was like, Mama, why the water still cold? She was like, oh, the pilot light went out. The water company won't come up and be able to light it until tomorrow. And my scalp is literally tingling.
Burning. Processing.
Literally, I literally was like, I was about to stick my head in the fucking toilet. But I needed fucking hot water. You need warm water because cold water just makes it just harder to wash out. Sorry.
You're okay. I'm just going
to
turn.
It makes it harder to wash out. So I needed warm water. And this bitch lived up the hill.
Yeah, literally.
Flew. The hill. In the Camry.
So all the Camry.
Right. Up that damn hill. Wash my shit out. Indeed.
So, okay. Growing up when you were getting your hair done, what were some of the first salons that you went to? And what was your experience there?
Honestly, I didn't really start getting my hair done professionally until I was like 13 or 14.
Okay.
My mom did my hair. My mama mm-hmm. braided my hair. My mama yeah. did every. I was a B.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
And Bo Ritz. And,
yeah.
What are the y'all? Bonkers. We call them balls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was one of them girlies. Yes.
Okay.
And I also have a photo of my album at home, so I can give you plenty. Okay. It never gave bald head.
I was a bowl cut kid.
Mama kid, I was draping. Please believe it, okay? Yeah. So, my mama did my hair. And then I guess she was like, all right, you old enough to do your own hair. So at that point, I was learning how to do my own hair. So give me some, she take me down to Mia's. I go get me some hair, some glue.
Mm-hmm.
I was gluing in tracks at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started going to, what was it called at that time? I can't even remember. I started going to Karina, who was my hairstylist. She started doing my hair.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me my first like roller set, gave me a little color, gave me a little curl. And I loved it. I love the experience. Mm-hmm. I love getting my hair washed. Mm-hmm. I love the scrub. I love just the conversation of it all. But also growing up, my mama got her hair done every week. So back in my day, like going to the salon was like a big thing. It was like an experience. It was an all day experience. And there was a barbershop and in the front where the men were, and in the back was the beauty shop.
Mm-hmm.
So you go in, and my brother would go, he would sit in the front, wait his turn so he could get his hair cut, and we would go in the back, and mama would get her hair done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the magazines, the hair magazines.
Oh, I love the hair magazines.
The smell of the salon, just the womanly talk and banter and the gossip, and it was just such good times and just happiness. I just remember just being there all day and be like, we're still just touching stuff, and other people are bringing their kids, so you just out playing and frolicking. You're not having to worry about somebody trying to kidnap you.
I love playing with the perm rods because it was like very ASMR.
Such a good time, and then right there is like, that whole is like a block. It's like a where Faith the Black is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a whole little center. So you go outside, maybe run around for a little bit, come back in. Mm-hmm. Like it was just a good time.
Yeah.
So that just being at the beauty shop, even though I wasn't getting my hair done because my mama had already braided me up the right. night before, first of all.
You were there with her.
Yeah, I was just along for the ride, as usual. I'm just plus right. one forever. Anyways.
Honey.
And that was literally like all day experience. That was usually Friday. Saturday, mama getting fine, going out on town. Sunday, we get this time for church and time for the week. But Karina started doing my hair. So she would just do my natural styles, just give me a good silk press, wash, blow dry, a little curler. But then I stopped getting my hair done once I started like going to college and I had to start doing it myself. So that's when I really jumped back into gluing my own little tracks in. We love a little add in. And then I went into my crimp era. So I would do the halfway braid back or twist back with the crimps to the back, 8 down, fried my shit. My shit was chopped, but you still couldn't tell me that I wasn't cute. And then I had about 2 pixies. Karina cut both of the pixies. I hated them both times, but I got them out every time. You liked it, the pixie cuts, though, didn't you?
I loved your pixie era. Loved it. But I understand, like,
it was a lot of maintenance.
It's hard upkeep because your hair grows so fast. And I experienced that whenever I chopped my hair off senior year of high school and got a bob. And I loved it at the time, but my hair grows very fast. And it was like, I'm not a get a haircut every 6 weeks kind of person. No, ma'am. I go every 6 months. So Twice a year.
I chopped my shit off. And then I got into my sewing era, my Queen Virgin Remy Bundles era. So I was getting my, I love a good body wave to the day. We love a good 3 bundle deal, 18, 20, 22. 2022-24, if I'm feeling fancy, bust down. I'm going to give you a good side part. We love a good bang. Baby, live. 8 down. They loved it.
So, ripper. Some of the first memories I have of going to a salon, it was like, it was in like a weird, like like a big duplex house that they had turned into like office spaces, I guess. And, I remember like my hairdresser had all these bracelets on and stuff and like rings, and the way she would cut my hair, it would just jingle and jangle. Oh, I loved it. And I think that's why now I love jewelry and nails and stuff like that. And I always remember they had the paraffin hand wax dips. And my mom would always let me do it as a treat. And it was so fun. And then that salon was the first place that I got highlights. And me and mom did a whole photo shoot. If I can find the pictures, I'll insert them. Oh, my gosh.
You know Molly has them. Don't even.
She does. She does. And then, okay, so I have a confession that might get me canceled. Uh-oh. I, when I was 8 years old, I got a braid down. I got braids.
That ain't a breakdown.
Listen. Insert picture if you're on YouTube. Listen, we were going to the beach, and I had it. I had made my mind up that I wanted my hair to look like my best friend's hair. And I was like, where can I get my hair braided at? And I had a bob, and we did a half braid back, just halfway, like half up, half down. And I had some little blonde extensions in that they braided in. It hurt like hell. It was awful. Yeah. It was awful. That's why white people shouldn't get braids.
Totally.
And then once we got, so we were going to Charleston, South Carolina, and we were staying at on Folly Beach.
Love that.
And
I love Charleston.
The hairstyle didn't even last like 2 days. I think by the second time I went swimming, it was falling out and stuff. Yeah. But I have a bunch of pictures. I'll insert. So yeah, it was a lot of fun though. And then let's see, high school, I started going to like a more upscale salon, but they had like tiers. So like the newer stylists were cheaper, but they were like getting all the experience of like the more, you know, Hollywood LA stylist or whatever, very sleek and you know, that's when it kind of started being popular and the prices were reflecting that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've pretty much been every color under the sun. I've been like black, brown, red, blonde. I've kind of done it all. But yeah. And then from there, when I was at that salon, I would get comfortable with a stylist and really like them, and they would either like move on or go independent or whatever. And so it was like I could never have consistency with a stylist, which kind of sucked, but because I want to be loyal to somebody. Mm-hmm. But and then I kind of followed a stylist around, and then I found where I'm at now, and I'm really happy with them. So yeah, shout out Malcolm and Gracie. Hey, booze. Shout out. Y'all keep me right. So okay, I had some more questions.
Well, hold on, let me expound just one more. Let me add one thing.
Okay, what?
When you said that you thought about your stylist had the bangles, one thing that I loved when I started going to get my hair done from Karina was she was always dressed to the like nines. She was always very put together. And she was always, it was just the conversation. She was always so uplifting and encouraging. And the music, she always had like the Anthony Hamilton Pandora station going, a good hit going, just good vibes. And I always just felt good and safe there. And I think that's one of the reasons why she ended up being my long-term hairstylist and had my loyalty up until the end. Rest in peace to Karina, for real.
I also had that in high school. No, I think it was in college. I think it was for my 21st birthday, might have been. I couldn't get an appointment at my salon, and I was desperate for whatever. I had it made up in my mind of the person that never gets haircuts that I needed a haircut. Mm-hmm. You okay? Do you need a tissue? That I needed a haircut, so I went to JCPenney's.
Honey? How did they do it?
I sat down, bitch. She was cross-eyed.
I
just don't want to make people feel bad. And I had already sat down, and it was bad.
It was bad.
It was just very blunt, and
she just did what it
was.
Done.
It was awful. So yeah, never did that again.
Yeah.
So
that's where you learn that you just can't chair hop.
She cut off way too much. Yeah. Which is and it was crooked, but. Yeah. Okay. Another question I had was, why do you think that this kind of new generation of stylists aren't going to beauty school and aren't getting the licensing?
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe it's expensive. I don't know.
Or they just don't even want to perform the more advanced skills, maybe even braiding.
I would, if I was interested in doing hair and I love doing hair, or if that was something that I could see myself making money doing, I would commit to it.
Right.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
A year, 12 months probably how long it is to get the education so I can get in a shop and do hair and do what I love and charge shop salon prices.
Yeah, and provide all the services necessary for...
I don't have to tell my clients to come wash and blow dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be very frustrating. Because I have the skill set to wash and blow dry them. Yeah. And I'm in a salon because I'm licensed that has a wash bowl that I can use.
Right. Yeah, and that's like with the... I had down like suite rentals where... Mm. Like, they find the loophole to have a salon in a public domain because there isn't a wash sink or and they're not applying chemicals and stuff. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and most of them bitches are just gluing a wig on your head, braiding you down barely and gluing a wig to your forehead. Or doing some fucking braid that's going to throw a patch in your head when it's done.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Okay. But I, like I said, get it how you live. But I feel like salon, I just feel like hairstylists these days, just the customer service isn't even there. The professionalism, like you're charging these extraordinary prices, but yeah, you're not even providing the extraordinary service. Like, yeah, I know it takes a lot of time to do a style, but if I already have to do half of the work, I've already got to come wash, condition, blow dried, flat ironed before you can even start doing your thing. Like, what am I paying you for if right, I did all of it?
Right.
Yeah. You're just doing the end part. I think the luxury of getting your hair done is literally not having to do anything. You literally come, I feel like I was spoiled in my salon experience. I feel like my expectation is to go in, especially if I'm paying $200, $300, $400 for a fucking hairstyle. I'm expecting to come in and you wash my hair, scrub the hell out of my fucking scalp, deep condition, mm-hmm, blow dry, flat iron, and then style me.
Yeah.
For $300, $400?
I went to one of those head spas where they like just wash your mm-hmm hair with a little waterfall mm-hmm halo
that looks
thing.
Like it, that looks good.
It was good, but I wanted the one where they like massage your neck and shoulders and chest right, and all that. Yeah. I want the full shebang.
That shit, I'm fucking,
that
fucking pressure washer.
Honey. I want the full shebang. Yeah. I really wanted more of a massage, but it was nice. It was nice, and I felt great afterwards. Let's see. What is the easiest service to book versus the hardest in terms of finding a stylist that you trust?
Braids.
Okay.
Braids.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. I feel like it's
easy to find somebody that can do braids.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you can't find a specific person, just...
So that's... Braids is the easiest.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah, because if you can't find a specific person, I think the go-to is, like, just look up an African braiding shop.
Yeah. And then
figure out which one you want to go to.
What do you have the most trouble finding, or what do you not trust somebody to do?
I have the hardest time finding sew-ins.
Okay, yeah.
Because nobody does sew-ins anymore. Everybody mm-hmm just wears wigs.
Yeah.
Or closure or mm-hmm frontal, or like what happened to just a good braid down and a sew down? I don't even have a little leave out. We're not doing leave outs no more.
Right.
But I can't do leave out anymore, so it doesn't really matter to me because I'm natural.
Mm-hmm.
So
beautiful.
So the leave out experience is not, I haven't really quite locked down the leave out with the weave situation. So I would rather do a sew in with the closure.
Yeah.
I'm not a wig girly. If I do a wig, it's like for like the occasion.
Miko. Insert picture.
Miko. Miko. Miko is a y'all, good throw on and goer.
Now hold on a minute, y'all. Miko has been my favorite hairstyle you have ever worn. First of all, I love your curls. Love your curls. And oh, it suited you so. It was just these big, beautiful, bouncy curls. But
Miko fell off at an engagement party.
Why do I not remember this?
You weren't there.
Oy.
I was out of town. I was in Nashville.
Okay.
And I was being me, being cute and flouncing and flinging, and flung Miko ass. The girlies had to get a human barrier as I scooped her up, slapped her back on.
No.
At an engagement party. That's why she's been banned.
She got put up.
Yes.
She got put up. She was beautiful.
She was. She was a good one. They loved it.
Yeah.
They loved
it. But yeah, I'm definitely surprised to see how much wigs have replaced that. I mean, I think they're great at whatever hairstyle. Black women hairstyles, mm-hmm, y'all can rock any and everything. And y'all are the blueprint for sure. But even seeing like the young kids wearing like at prom and stuff.
That's a little, wigs are too, I feel like wigs are for grown people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you should be wearing weave until you're at least like 15 or 16.
Yeah.
Me personally.
Yeah. And then the wigs are, whew. I just feel like, yeah, wigs it's for not grown age people. Appropriate.
Nails, long nails are for grown ups.
we had that conversation we had to have.
Makeup.
Little shorties.
Makeup as a teenager, and that's at maybe I'll give you 13, and that's just eyeliner and maybe a little mascara.
Right.
Maybe gloss. Really just gloss, to be quite honest. But I don't have any children, so they probably hate it here, so.
So you said that you're natural now. So since you've been natural, and aside from Karina, have you had anybody, any luck finding anybody to do natural styles on you? No.
No.
Because that would require a licensed professional. Yes. And I've witnessed you trying to find someone to do, and it's just like, there is nobody.
Maybe it's just an East Tennessee thing.
Yeah.
There's not that many black businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why, just because of how diverse or not how less diverse it is, I guess. I don't know. It's just really hard. Like, you could find somebody in the suite that does just as good, but I'd rather just do it at home instead. I haven't found anybody that I trust, and I'm not really open to it right now. So.
Well, you do a great job. I love your look today.
I'm trying my best.
It was, she FaceTimed me, y'all, and my mouth hit the floor. I was like, oh, because I wasn't expecting it. I couldn't remember what she said she was going to do. And I was like, it is so cute. Mask.
Yeah. I was going to wear a shiesty.
Y'all, she called me, and she was like, so, okay, here's the plan. I'm going to have a full beat and a poo shiesty mask. I said, poo shiesty? I said, are you going to pull it below your chin or is it going to be under your nose? Which one's it going to be?
I was going to alternate, probably.
And I said, we're just not even going to, we're going to have her wear it and not even address it.
I was going to wear a shiesty because I didn't feel like doing my hair. It really looked like poop, but I rallied.
It looks wonderful.
I woke up. It's so cute. I grabbed me a Red Bull.
I love you with the updo.
Put my music on.
If you're not watching on YouTube, it's a really cute curly.
I look really cute, guys.
Curly updo with a little bang, curly bang, and some hoops. Adorable. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have for our beauty segment. Is there anything else you want to add?
I want to say rest in peace to Karina. Yes. High maintenance hair salon. You changed the game, mama.
Yeah. We love you and we miss you.
You are greatly missed.
Love you and miss you so much.
My hair needs you. I literally just colored my hair. I literally, of all these years of procrastinating and saying that I wanted to color my hair, I finally put color in my hair. And then I can't continue my journey because I wouldn't even trust anybody. I'm just going to go back to black.
Yeah, yeah. I like it the way it is right now. I think it looks great.
No. Wow. It's going to start looking...
I like those lashes, too. Thank are you. Those new?
No, these are the same ones. Well,
hey, get the use out of them, you know?
Because I can't find the ones that look... You got to help me find them that look... I can't find any cat eye effect. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right.
Squirrel. Anyway. All right. Next segment is what's on your For You page. Ooh. What you scrolling, what you watching. And I came across a TikTok that was talking about the four levels of safety with like your partner and stuff. And I thought, I'd never heard of it. And I thought it was a pretty interesting little take. So I was going to share that with you guys.
Okay.
So the first level of safety is physical safety. Would you protect me if something painful happened?
Okay.
And I think honestly, these could be used for platonic relationships and non, you know what I mean? Like the people you allow in your life and do they make you feel safe?
Okay.
The next one is resource safety. And a lot of people think that that just means, oh, are you going to pay my bills? Stuff like that. But it's more so if something goes wrong, will you do something about it?
Correct. Are you proactive?
And he said that kind of goes back to
I depend on you?
The hunter-gatherer dynamic of like, if something happened, can you take care of our family?
Are you dependable?
Are you going to be? Yeah, absolutely. And can we both do that with each other? The next level of safety is emotional safety. If I bring my emotions to you, can you process them with me? Can you handle them without collapsing and running away? Are you emotionally disciplined enough to handle your own emotions so that I can trust you?
Trust.
Absolutely. That's a big one, I think, that a lot of couples struggle with is the trust to open up and share past experiences, traumas, things that aren't as comfortable, and not only trusting them to receive that and comfort you, but like also to like keep your secrets and, you know, the confidence that you instill in them.
Yes.
So I really liked that one. And the last one is bonding safety. Are you truly bonded to me?
Do I like you?
No, seriously. Are you faithful? Are you loyal? Do you have control over your sexual desires? Mm-hmm. And do you actually care for me as a person? And can you open up to me and let me fully connect to you so that we can form a secure attachment?
Yep.
So I just really liked that, and I wanted to share it with you guys. What about you? What is on your For You page?
What group 7. What the fuck is group 7?
Oh, girl. I don't know. I think.
What is it?
Is it like boarding a plane groups? Is that what we're...
I have absolutely. That was somebody my said something about, there's a song that's going to pop. There's a girl. They're releasing like 10 different versions of songs to get her songs, her song to be on people's algorithm.
Oh.
And whichever one pops up on your For You page, I guess she's going to show how they're going out. I feel like I have, but I was scrolling so much because a lot of shit just, sometimes it's, once I get on them, if it's not catching me in the first couple seconds, you're gone.
You're done.
So I probably missed it. I probably thought it was a DJ set and kept on scrolling.
I've not seen any of them, so.
I don't know. What's
but
on,
I see the 7 in the comments.
I don't
so.
Know what group 7 is.
Anything else?
Meg's video booty on my TikTok. Yeah, I'm loving it.
We talked about that last episode, our new single.
I scroll so much and now I can't think of anything.
I reset my For You page and it's not been great.
It's not been given.
No. But that's okay. It just helps me keep my phone.
I've also got my clay molds. I have a girl that literally pours the clay into the molds and then the spouts and then levels them off and lets them dry and then cracks them open. So like lately she's been doing something where she like takes a rubber band and slings it into her warehouse, and wherever the rubber band lands, she'll just grab that sculpture, fill it, and it's like a surprise reveal. So I've been living for that.
Oh wow.
Oh, the Louvre heist.
Yes,
has been all over.
Someone said it's a PR stunt or for
the loop
for like some movie or something. I don't know because it just because it was so comical the way that they
I haven't really, but I'm just like, where what's security got going on,
right?
But yeah, that's all over. I'm trying to think, what else?
I feel like I haven't seen any Halloween makeup TikToks, like the 31 days of Halloween. Like, where's all my special effects people at?
I did see Beats by Deb did
yes.
a heat signature.
Ooh, her heat signature was fire. I want to do that. I know I said I wanted to do purple. I don't know when I'm going to do this, but
that Cheshire Cat that you
the
just
Cheshire Cat was
fire.
I'm going to put them up on the screen. And I don't know their names off the top of my head, but I'll put them on YouTube. The Cheshire Cat, fire. Deb's heat signature, fire. There was one more I sent you, I think. I saw another cute, like, glittery purple clown. I kind of liked it.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, I just feel like I haven't seen any. Okay, next up, we are going to do our segment. Smells good.
I don't have anything.
Well, we were in the process of getting you to bring something, but we got distracted. It's okay. So, the perfume that I'm going to be featuring today is one that I got recently, and the brand is Arif Wardi. I know I'm butchering that. It's A-R-I-F. The next word is Wardi, W-A-R-D-I, and it is a oriental vanilla perfume,
mm-hmm.
And it has top notes of clementine, middle notes of magnolia and peony, and base notes of vanilla and musk. And it's fire. It's so good. I pair it with
what are the notes again?
Top note is clementine. Middle note is magnolia and peony. And the base note is vanilla and musk.
I got the vanilla.
Yeah. It's fire. Oh,
I got the musk.
I pair it with the La Toffa Yara in the pink bottle. I have their perfume. It's so good. It's sinful. So yeah, that is the perfume that I have for us today. Next up, I guess it's, oh shoot, I should have said this during For You page, but anyway, I saw something else on TikTok, and it is the curse of your zodiac sign. So I like reading, you know, horoscope of the day, or like, you know, cute little things geared toward your sign. So this is what your curse is. So I will read yours first, Aquarius. The curse of an Aquarius is wanting connection but needing distance to feel safe. You crave deep conversations but build walls around your heart like it's sacred ground. You love humanity yet struggle to let one person in all the way. You're seen as mysterious, but really, you just don't trust people to stay once they see the real you. Your mind lives in the future, but your heart lingers in the places you never got closure from. You detach to protect yourself and then wonder why you feel so alone. You want... That was the one.
That was the one. Oh, fucking read.
That was the one. You want love that feels like freedom, but fear that freedom means losing yourself again. So, did any of that resonate with
yes.
you?
Yes.
Which part specifically? Detachment?
Yeah.
Detaching? Yeah, for sure. I feel like the craving deep conversations, but you build walls.
Yes.
Like you, yeah, you definitely have your deep conversations with people you love and trust.
Well, I try, but some people just don't get it.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know. Maybe I've been told that I can't be, I don't feel like I'm judgmental, but I just feel like if I say something and you don't catch on or you're just not open to or haven't even really tapped into that, then I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
I like somebody that's going to stimulate my mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not all about, I feel like maybe, and I'm probably delusional, but I feel like I'm more of a listener than a talker. I'm more of like of a feedback person.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm very good at sparking up a conversation, but if you spark up a conversation with me, we can go. But I'm not really good at initiating conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think I'm introverted in that aspect of, like, I'm not going to be the one to start the conversation. I don't really get approached, though, either, so.
Just with anybody or anything in any situation. No. I'm just being like,
I like being a
wallflower.
Please
don't talk to me.
Yeah. Okay, so now mine. Y'all right? Okay, the curse of a Libra is wanting harmony so badly that you lose your own balance. You'll make peace with people who never made peace with you. Choose calm over closure and smile while your heart aches in silence. You read energy like poetry, but struggle to pick a side, especially your own. You crave love that feels like home. Yet you keep decorating houses that were never yours to live in. You charm the world effortlessly, but few realize how heavy it is to always be the one holding things together. You just want to be chosen without having to perform for it.
How do you feel about it?
Well, that's pretty much every single point. Definitely decorating houses that were never yours to live in. Ouch. So yeah, that was a refreshing little slap in the face.
Wake up call.
I think the TikTok account is Curse of the Zodiacs. That's the name. Or no, I'm sorry. It was by somebody named Justin.
Please stop saying the name so it'll not pop up on my phone.
I'm sorry.
I don't need that negativity.
No, I can't see the username, just their handle. It just says Justin.
Good.
Okay, well, that is all we have for this episode.
Hey, I'm ready.
You ready to eat?
Yeah.
Okay, well, one last thing. Oh. We're going to do our Talking to the Moon. And this quote comes from a mutual that I have on TikTok, Dwayne. Shout out to you, and thank you for the continued support. And it goes a little something like this. You can't control what your character looks like in someone else's movie. And I really liked that. And I was like, write that down.
That.
But yeah, he's a supporter and listener of the podcast.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey. And they have, him and his best friend have a podcast. Ooh, and it is called The Aloe Show. Hey. And that's A-L-O-W-E. And they're, just two best friends that shoot the shit like we do. So we appreciate you guys.
Hey, guys.
With that, we leave you and we love you. And we can't wait to see you next week. Bye.
Bye.